Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CP Show, where it's about having conversation on a variety of subjects. So sit back and relax, chat, or feel free to call in. So let's share some knowledge and wisdom. Enjoy the journey. Welcome to the CP Show. I'm your host, CP. And today's topic, March 13, 2021, is the Racial and Criminality Switchery Games, Part 2. Part 2. I think the numbers of African ancestry, Native Blacks, and others who take the time to listen to this show presently and in the future, so whenever that moment or moments will be. With that being relayed, this cannot be stated enough. It cannot be stated enough. It cannot be stated enough. Because this is the moment right now that 2021 African ancestry, Native Blacks overall, are heading toward a vortex of a never returning to any type of cultural or overall culture unity. It's like this vortex, right? You know how you see like this vortex in the water, somebody show these pictures and all of a sudden this water is vortexing around and swirling and it's like, you know, you have millions of African ancestors, Native Blacks are you know, they're kind of having an easy time a little bit, you know, not exactly close enough quite yet around the vortex, right? Not sitting there paying attention to the vortex catastrophicness that is heading their direction, right, in this water. That is what's happening right now, right? That's what's happening. And the way it's going, it is going to happen. Half a generation to one generation left. Half a generation to one generation at most left for the complete overall finishing move, a move toward African ancestry, Native Blacks. It's like those tactics of you never see them, you don't allow personnel to see the destructionality that's coming their direction. You never do that. That's like supremacists, you know, like page, you know, one on that. It's like page one on that. But let me pick this again. Half to one generation. Half to basically maximum one generation left for the overall, until the overall complete overall destruction for African ancestry, Native Blacks, any type of cultural unity. All right? I mean, black pain is real pain. Black pain is real pain. And denial is irrelevant. See, there are that percentage of personnel from within the Padana-based culture and numbers of others from various other cultures. Now, I'm not talking about the numbers of ones within a Padana-based culture that are decent enough and it just happened to be within a Padana-based culture, or some other ones within this other culture, that culture, that small percentage, that are okay as well. I'm not talking about them, right? So I'm not going to even play that kind of game, right? But anyway, the ones who try to be like personnel from within the predominant-based culture, with their perceptionality, right, of illogical pattern thinking, what they think they know about African ancestry, Native Black history, then and now, right, and the present. Excuse me, then and now, which is the present, which then goes into the whatever parts of the future, right? But many don't and they never will understand that, okay? I tell you, since it's not their culture, or culture, should I say, continuously being reminded daily somewhere for generations what this or that culture or cultures think about them to my other culture cultures and thinking about other cultures in such a negative-based way. It's not their culture or cultures that families are on that on purpose or lack of showing in such a negative way of their women and men for generations, right? This complete negativity overall, should I say. I relate this for deflectionists, you know, don't even think about saying, what about, right? You know, what we've been told, you know, for generations have been told and shown, right, what Native Americans are supposed to look like. Even though most don't ask, which Native Americans are you talking about? First and last of all on that, right? Their numbers have overall, basically demographically, have dwindled. And many try to behave, the ones who know what I'm talking about, behave like personnel for within a predominant-based culture. And how many get reparations, right, for past injustice? Not that, send a past, let's get over that past. Even though one of the poster boys for that part is a Trail of Tears, something that was over a close around 200 years ago, around the 1830 time frame. African ancestors, Native Black people, many were enslaved before 1830. So get on with that nonsense, right? So where's the reparations for African ancestors, Native Blacks? Not going to play that, right? So what, you know, African ancestry, Native Blacks can't even get 1% reparations and still get, you know, daily reminded of anti-Black hatred. Sellouts and deflectionists, be gone. Try that game with someone else. And most others were not, again, even in the country when African ancestry, Native Blacks, by the untold multi double digits to most likely triple digits, millions over generations were being brought over to the continent for free labor. For free labor. But look at generations later, right? Present time, how supremacists, the most brilliant, awesome mental manipulation force that's ever existed, that have people thinking that many types of African ancestors, Native Blacks, are lazy. What a game. So tell personnel to go somewhere with those mental switchery tactics. And the African ancestry Native Blacks that were already within the continent before the, you listening? Before the Bering Strait crossing, white lie history. What again, we've been told what Native Americans are supposed to look like. Let's not talk about that reality, right? But getting back to the point of this. Many cultures still have an overall family structure, an overall language or languages connection. African ancestors, Native Blacks overall don't. They don't. So go on with that, right? You ask numbers of African ancestors, Native Blacks. I mean, you can go back a generation or so ago. For many, it'd be like, you know, I have no idea who my grandmama or grandfather or great-grandmama, great-grandfather or anything like that. I'm saying for most, right? Don't even go back a couple of more generations before that, then truly then it's a lot of lost culture heritage then, right? A lot of lost culture history, right? Of still trying to figure stuff out of where many African ancestors, Native Blacks come from. There is no comparison to another cultures of having to go through that. So get on with that. And it reminds me of this, again, powerful biblical scripture. I'm not talking about religional context right now. Don't even do that. I'm just utilizing the biblical scripture, this wisdom, right? Because it's good, full of a lot of biblical literature, okay? In Proverbs 23:9, speak not into the ears of a fool, for he or she will despise the wisdom of thy words. I have to repeat this again. Proverbs 23:9. Speak not into the ears of a fool, for he or she will despise the wisdom of thy words. Now, it can be both he and she, right, that do that. Okay? It's like this thing about from one of the previous shows. That's like that old proverbial chalkboard to me, right? When, you know, you hear the words white supremacy. Let me say the word again. White supremacy. Right? And I keep relaying, that is not a new, not even slightly new terminology at all. At all. Okay? Going back to this book that I want to bring up, relating to, it's dealing with the rising tide. It's called The Rising Tide of Basically White Supremacy. Okay? But we don't want people, you know, see, again, supremacy, love to not sit there and have people, you know, share knowledge and information, right? Oh, they don't like that at all. Oh, no, they don't like that at all, right? So as long as any African ancestors don't share knowledge and information, oh, they love that, right? Oh, they love it. Ancestors, Native Blacks not share knowledge and information. Oh, they love it. They love it, right? They love it. Because reading is fundamental. It opens up people's mindsets. And they're like, no, we can't have, you know, many African ancestors, Native Black people, you know, sharing knowledge and information about things that they read and, you know, just things in general to uplift the culture. No, can't do that, right? So, again, you know, white supremacy, it's like a whole word, right? Again, this book called The Rising Tide of Color Against White World Supremacy. Okay? Let me repeat this again. In the book called The Rising Tide of Color Against White World Supremacy. Okay? This was published around 1920, right? A few reprints were that, right? And I think one of the last ones, I think, reprinted plus or minus was around 1921. Okay? So you're talking about 100 years ago, four generations at least ago, before many cultures even existed in 1920. But how many persons within those cultures bring up the word white supremacy as just like, you know, they do drinking on some nice cool water, right? Or some nice cool lemonade, right? Or eat some creamy mashed potatoes. It just goes down the palate real smooth, right? And there's no context to it. Because millions of African ancestors, Native Black people will not bring up, wait a minute now, white supremacy, wait a minute. You from this culture, that culture, wait a minute now, wait a minute. How are you sitting there saying white supremacy, when however numbers of other cultures, right, that play the, you know, people of color tactic, a minority tactic, however many within that sphere of illusion that can't stand blacks, but they'll sit there and play. Some of them will bring up white supremacy. And they sit there, I know, you know, however numbers will crack up, right? Because millions of African ancestors, Native Black people haven't figured that out yet on that, right? When you sit there for a number of African ancestors personnel, they put their hands or legs or whatever it is, unless some other unfortunate thing where they may not have those outer limbs or things like that, right? But still, the skin color, right? And they put their hands or foot or whatever it is right next to somebody else. He said, wait a minute now. I mean, you know, these people of color, right? Tactic. He said, wait a minute. This person almost looked just like this other African ancestors personnel. They just happen to be of a different other culture, another nationality, another culture, but they have, you know, skin type, you know, of you know, similar coloring, right? But many of them don't care about African ancestors, Native Blacks. So they crack up about, many crack up about how many African ancestors, Native Blacks haven't figured this game out. Many people under people of color and a minority-based switchery tactic don't care about but African ancestors, Native Blacks. Again, when many people of color, when many people within minority status were not in the continent before African ancestors, Native Blacks. Let's not bring that up, okay? But let's read from the book again about white supremacy that was talking about that four generations ago. All right. White rule is therefore purely political, based on prescription, prestige, lack of effective opposition. Shh, right? White rule is therefore purely political, based on prescription, prestige, and lack of effective opposition. Wow. Don't talk like that, right? Don't talk about that. These are indeed fragile foundations. Watch this. Let the brown world once make up its mind that the white man or woman must go, and he will go, for his position will have become simply impossible. It is not solely a question of a holy war, mere passive resistance. If genuine and general would shake white rule to its foundations, and it is precisely the determination to get rid of white rule, which seems to be spreading like wildfire over the brown world today. The unrest which I have described, talking about the author, which I have described, or they describe, in Egypt and India merely typify what is going on in Morocco, Central Asia, the Dutch Indies, the Philippines, and every other portion of the brown world whose inhabitants are above the grade of savages. That's from that book in 1920. Right? But what was he talking about? Brown people within what is called the Americas. You didn't hear nothing I just read talking about, oh, there are brown people in America. Okay? What a game. But you have personnel that tried this atrocious mental switchery tactics of just saying black and brown. When again, African ancestry Native blacks make up the most diverse color, skin, melanation shade ever within the country. From the beautiful and handsome super blue black to the caramel brown, paper sack brown, to super light skin, almost white, non-melanation. But millions of African ancestry Native blacks allow personnel to play this black and brown agenda, when many countries across that border and however other places would be like, we are not brown people. They are of their own village. They're of their own tribe or tribes. They are of their own town. They're known by their own towns, their own ethnicities, right? Their own nativeness. Well, again, their own nativeness, should I say on that. But millions of African ancestors, Native blacks, allow others to dictate skin tone conversation for their own agenda or agendas. That is cultural mental switchery madness. And supremacy knows it. Against supremacy, the most awesome mental manipulation force that has ever existed. Again, half a generation to one generation left for African ancestry, Native blacks, overall non-cultural survivorship. Let's read some more from that book. The crux of the African problem therefore resolves if unto the question whether the white man or woman, through consolidated racial holds, North and South, will be able to perpetuate his or her present political control over the intermediate continent mass, which climate debars from populating. This is a matter of great importance, for Africa is land of enormous potential wealth. They knew that then 100 years ago. The natural source of Europe's tropical raw materials and foodstuff. Whether Europe is to retain possession depends, in the last analysis, on the character of the inhabitants. It is then to the nature of the black man and woman and his connection with the brown world that we must direct our attention. from the first glance, we see that in the Negro, we are in the presence of being, differing profoundly, not merely from the white man or woman, but also from those human types which we discover in our surveys of the brown and yellow worlds. The black man is indeed sharply differentiated from the other branches of mankind, or womankind. His outstanding quality is superabundant animal vitality. In this, he easily surpasses all other races. To it, he owes his intense emotionalism. The Negro being the quickest of breeders, abounding vitality shows in many other ways, such as the Negro's ability to survive harsh conditions of enslavement under which other races have soon succumbed. Let's not bring that up. That the Negro's ability to survive harsh conditions of slavery or enslavement under which other races have soon succumbed. But let's not bring that up. Right? It's like the nonsensical part of who actually built the pyramids, right? In blazing sun, turn that skin up. But you got people thinking it's somebody, some people that built the pyramids that had none melanation to their skin. When you got skin cancer, even present day, turn people up with skin cancer, right? Get out of here with that, right? Right? You stand a sun with none melanation in that skin, and they sit there and burn that skin, right? Come on now. But you got people playing this little delusionary target, talking about, well, some basically, you know, non-blacks that built the pyramids. Get out of here with that nonsense, right? But anyway, supremacy knew then easily. They had to make sure not to ever allow African ancestors, native blacks, and native numbers of native Africans, supremacists, they knew easily then that they had to make sure not to ever allow numbers of Native Africans, and Africans, African ancestors, Native blacks within Americas and other places, etc., to say, wait, enough of this inhumane anti-black treatment based upon skin color, should I say. And we have to combine ourselves to connect with each other. So supremacy, with their brilliancy-controlled mindset tactics, figured out how they would get many personnel to look at numbers of Native Africans and African ancestors, Native blacks, etc., negatively, right? Because supremacists control the mental narrative. And that heinous mental switchery tactic has been working 100 years later in 2021 and will continue to be working on that, past that. Four generations later. That's some brilliant stuff. And don't give me what about the Asians again. Okay, again, which one are we talking about? Because people don't want to talk about Afro-Asiatics, right? Okay, let's not talk about that, right? But the point I'm getting at, let's not talk about Asians, you know, because that's nonsense, right? First of all, which Asians is that person talking about with that deflectionary tactic? When, again, most personnel you call Asians, again, were not in the Americas, people, in 1920. So play that game with somebody else. And that small type you would call Asians were in such insignificant numbers. So try that stuff again. Try somewhere else again. Tell deflectionary people, go jump into a volcano with that nonsense. Stuck to their areas of their intact cultures and languages. And their own people, right? As many others already know. As many others know. They do that. And they surely didn't have to go through generational Jim Crow laws, right, and lynchings, and being on plantations for generations, etc. But in this early part of the 21st century, using right at this moment, March of 2021, millions of African ancestors, Native blacks, want to protect and make sure other cultures' agendas, and even throwing some, you know, cultures and ethnicities, and doing some non-contextual gender type situations and alternative category lifestyles, want to sit there without no context, right? Want to help everybody else first on that. That is some extremely cultural mental switchery sickness, right? Because what about moves like Gone with the Wind, the iconic Gone with the Wind? My goodness. That old move was out before many cultures still were not even this country. So please show me where this brown and yellow personnel, right, were in Gone with the Wind all over. Show me the extremely ugly stereotypes that were showing brown and yellow people in Gone with the Wind. Go on with that. How about Harriet? How about Harriet? Same thing, I don't think so, right? How about in a movie, Hidden Figures? Right? Hidden Figures. The way the black women were treated, not just by some numbers of personnel within males within a Padawan-based culture, right? But let's not talk about that. The numbers of women, you know, women and women that were in the Hidden Figures, that was sitting there showing they were bonded to those African ancestors, Native black women. But let's not talk about that topic, okay? Just to say women. But the point is that where did you see some kind of yellowish or that the African ancestors, Native black women were treated that way because of, they had some kind of yellowish or brownish tint to their skin? I don't think so. It was because of color of the race anti-black. How about the Black Klansmen? Same thing, right? Show me what it's because people were coming across the African ancestors, Native blacks, and couldn't stand them and all that kind of stuff because of could have some yellowish or brownish tint to the skin. Get out of here, that's nonsense. Get out of here. I'll tell a person I'll try to play a deflectionary attack. I want you to go into the river of piranhas when they just starving. Just throw themselves in there, right? And talk to those piranhas, right? About, hey, piranhas, don't eat that person up. They'll have a better chance of surviving, right? In the middle of a darn river that to some hungry piranhas and try to get over that nonsense, telling me that nonsense, right? Wow. Watch this. In a documentary, for people who haven't seen this before, it's called Vanishing Family Crisis in Black America in 1986. Vanishing Family Crisis in Black America, 1986. I didn't say anything about vanishing Asian family crisis. And, I didn't say anything about vanishing family crisis in Hispanic America. See, again, it's almost like an insult to numbers of – it's insult that you got people from parts of Hispanic, parts of Asia. It's like that trying to place a gender, right? But most people don't bring up how many good numbers of Asian personnel, how many numbers of good Hispanic personnel are treated like within a caste system within certain Hispanic countries, within certain Asian countries, right? And again, the darker someone in certain Asian countries, the darker someone in certain type of Hispanic countries. Let's not talk about that – where they have that type of internal caste system situation toward them. Let's not talk about that, right? That's an insult, right? And that stuff is not brought up in that situation, right? It's not brought up, right? The good numbers of Hispanics and good numbers of Asian stuff like that. They try not to sit there and see this nonsensical racist stuff. But again, under supremacy, that would be a small number. They don't care about small numbers, okay? They said as long as an overallness of different cultures look at African ancestors, Native blacks in a certain way, right? That's what they want, right? They're not going to bring up numbers of good Asians in various types of Asiatic countries that can't stand other Asians in different other countries because there's an Asiatic caste system in different countries to each other. Shh. Let's not bring up the caste system of a type of and third type of Hispanic country. Let's not bring up that caste system as well, right? Let's not do that. Okay? That's insulting, right? To the numbers of good Spanish and good number of Asians, right? That know that there is those things going on within those type of countries, right? But it's not brought up enough. Okay? So you got people that rob within this country, then they'll play this, oh, they're against this culture, that culture. Come on now, get out of here with this nonsense. But they'll never compare what African ancestry, Native Blacks goes through. Get out of here with that. But back to the vanishing founding crisis in Black America in 1986. They, you know, they was interviewing these women or whatever, young ladies, whatever it is. And I'm giving examples, like the question of questions would be, you know, how many of you want to be married, you know, to your, I guess it would have been adults then, or been adults. I'm guessing that was adults or a woman adults, because they never said on the documented world their age brackets, right, on that. So, again, they could have been just over, you know, adulthood and something like that. But the point is, regardless, that it was asking those questions. It was asking the question of, you know, how many of you like to be married, married to whoever the person they had this kid with. And I think it was like one hand maybe went up, right? And then you hear someone saying, hey, it's already hard in raising a baby. And basically getting married just complicates things. I'm just paraphrasing that. Man, supremacist loves that. Because here it is, almost 35 plus years later, and two generations, and still African ancestry Native Black families are still vanishing. But let's not bring that up, right? So where is this happening to another cultures, ethnicities, etc.? Huh? Where is this happening in comparison to African ancestry Native Black families vanishing? Get out of here with that, right? But still, millions of African ancestry Native Blacks want to put other cultures first. That's some extreme cultural mental switchery sickness on that. And supremacists know this. And many personnel from various cultures know this. And they know how silly it sounds that, you know, African ancestors, Native Blacks don't put their cultures first, right? But they're not going to tell African ancestors, Native Blacks that. What's the game? I mean, wow. Right? But let's keep going. You know, these different little games they keep playing. In a book called Black on Black Violence, The Psychodynamics of Black Annihilation in Service of White Domination, okay, he talks about this part called projection. The personal ego, in order to protect itself against what it may perceive as overwhelming shame, guilt, and anxiety from loss of faith and material advantage. The ones who know it applies to them use their deflectionary nonsensical tactics. I'm just giving an example. As a result of confronting the reality of history and the inauthenticity of its current existence, may engage in various forms of self-deception. And this book was printed around the early 1990s. That ain't changed. One piece of a lizard's left toenail. Denial is irrelevant. Let me read you something else from that same book, okay? And a part called The Black Male as a Potential Rebel. Woo, that's very powerful right there. A black male as a potential rebel. Whether as the result of Acculturation, some to that point, acculturation, are of innate biological propensities, when a community perceives itself to be the object of oppression or perceives its vital institutions and members to be at risk such that decisive actions must be taken, the males traditionally undertake leadership of the resistance. Males and the bonding between them in coalition with their female counterparts form the backbone of a viable society. Significant males are essential to a community's interdependence, structure, social coherence, continuity, viability, adaptability, self-defense, and liberation from oppression and exploitation. But they're going to continue supremacy to get many African ancestors, Native Black men and women to strife against each other. That is brilliant. Let me say that again. That is brilliant to get millions of African ancestors, Native Blacks to still strife with each other. That's brilliant mental manipulation tactics. Wow. Just like this thing about the criminality, racial criminality of showcasing, you know, or making sure to showcase on various parts of media, papers, et cetera, right? The showcasing crime, and then, you know, then most cultures, right? And they're, anyway, many personnel from different cultures have this disillusionary mentality of thinking that when you hear crime, you automatically go toward Black. Now, ones that know what I'm talking about, you know, they're honest with themselves, right? They may not bring this up to many other African and Native Blacks, but to themselves and their family members, right? When behind the closed doors, they see some kind of criminality and you see somebody, some of the African ancestry, you know, unfortunately, some of the males had committed this crime and these other cultures would be like, look at those Black people. See, I'm again, see, that's the brilliance of supremacy, right? That's the brilliance of supremacy. It's the brilliancy of supremacy. But watch this. Let me read you again from the crime reporting program. Okay? It says a victim of a hate crime may be an individual, a business. So a business can be part of a hate crime. Okay. Financial institutions, a government entity, a religious organization, or society, public as a whole. In 2019, it was reported by the enforcement entities, the ones that reported this, that share their numbers on this, that there were 8,812 victims of hate crimes. Okay? 57.6% of the victims were targeted because of the offender's bias against race, ethnicity, ancestry. 57.6% of the victims were targeted because of the offender's bias against race, ethnicity, ancestry. So there's no type of sliding and jaw, jawing, wiggling around with proverbial white lies, mental switchery. There's no such thing as that on this. 57% of the victims were targeted because of the offender's bias against race, ethnicity, and ancestry. 20.1% were victimized because of the bias against religion. 16.7% were targeted because of the bias against sexual orientation. 2.7% were victims of gender identity bias. 2.0% were targeted because of bias against disability. 0.9% were victims of gender bias, people. Let me repeat this. 0.9% were victims of gender bias. Among single bias hate crime incidents in 2019, there were 4,930 victims of race, ethnicity, ancestry, motivated hate crime. Let me repeat this. Very important. Among single bias hate crime incidents in 2019, there were 4,930 victims of race, ethnicity, ancestry, motivated hate crime. And what was the top? 48.5% were victims of crimes motivated by offenders anti-Black or African-American bias. Let me repeat that. 48.5% were victims of crimes motivated by offenders anti-Black or African American bias. Shh, shh, shh. Let's not bring that up. Let's just skip that part and talk about the 15.7% were victims of anti-white. So that's about two times less, right, than 48.5%, right? The victims being the offenders were anti-Black. But 14.1% were victims of anti-Hispanic. Okay. 4.4% were victims of anti 4.4% were victims of anti-Asian bias. Woo! Now, that's a big-time thing right now because you with the stuff with the COVID thing and you got people talking about the anti-Asian and all that kind of stuff. But what did I sit there and say to you? 48.5% were victims of crimes motivated by offenders, anti-Black or African-American bias, and only 4.4% were victims of anti-Asian bias. And you think that's going to catch up because of COVID now? Man, go somewhere with that. 2.7% were victims of anti-American Indian or Alaska Native bias, but let's not, I'm going to all that. 2.6% were victims of anti-Arab bias. Okay, right, okay. 0.5% were victims of anti-Native Hawaiian or other Pacific Island bias, okay? But let's just keep being quiet on that. Let's not talk about, you know, the what you just saw, who was the number one victims, number one victims, right? Motivated by the offenders, anti-Black, right? 48.5% were victims of crimes motivated by offenders, anti-Black or African-American bias, but shh, right? Just like you see one of these super poster board games is when people talk about crime, right? You know how they talk about crime and they don't want to talk about murder. Murder is a very bad, terrible, terrible, terrible crime, right? Terrible. Affects people left and right, families, friends, relatives. I mean, terrible, right? Terrible. Unfortunately, through supremacy switchery, they only, you say criminality or you say something about murder, they only want people to focus, because that's what they're bringing at as far as supremacy, getting people to focus on what they want them to focus on. So you say crime, you think Black. You only think about murder. Let me read you some statistics. Murder and non-negligent manslaughter. Murder and non-negligent manslaughter. Let me give you some estimated numbers, right? Because, again, it's all about the entities that reported the numbers. Okay? It says white, 3,650. Repeat this again. 3,650. Black or African-American, 4,078. Black African-Americans, 4,078. Well, that's what they want to focus on, right? And that difference in those two numbers is 428. The difference is 428, right? But they want many people from different cultures, when you hear something about murder, to focus on as if it's just Blacks doing this, as if it's just Blacks doing this, right? Even though, unfortunately, the rate was probably a little bit higher. But still, I just sit there and showed you 3,650 estimation of, they saying, whites were arrested because of murder and non-negligent manslaughter. But I guess it makes no bit of difference to the families who lost people behind on the racial category of whites that were sitting there committing murder and non-negligent manslaughter. I guess that don't make it too much bad, right? Come on now. But they want to focus on the Black or African-Americans, right? Like that number is 4,078. Compared to 3,650, right? You see, this is crazy games, right? But watch this game right here. The terribleness of the extreme traumatizing criminal monstrousness of rape. Let's look at those numbers. On the racial category of white, race by white, of total arrest, 11,588 white. 11,588. Compare that to Black, 4,427. So 4,427 compared by Blacks compared to 11,588. But they want us to focus on Blacks and some of them committing these murders. What kind of nonsense is that? But I'm going to tell you what they'll do. Well, it's because there's more white folks. Stop that game plan, right? Because watch this. Let's go to robbery. 25,143 for whites, 29,677 for Blacks. Again, whites arrested, robbery, 25,143. Blacks arrested, 29,677. They say, oh, look, Blacks, you know, committed estimation of 29,677 of robbery. That's more than whites that committed estimation 25,143. See, you see how they play this little switchery game, right? You said he'd do that, right? But then watch this for a sec. Aggravated assault. White race, 169,000. 469,467, the estimated amount of total arrests by whites. The aggravated assault. Blacks, 91,164. So 91,164 for blacks who estimation was arrested for aggravated assault, 91,164 compared to 169,467. But let's not bring that up. See, most media, most papers, most type of online, they're not going to bring this up, right? Because they only want people to focus on murder, right? And, oh, well, black folks commit more murder. And then I said that showed you, but rape, white race commits more rape. Oh, it's because of, there's more white folks. And then I talk about robbery. High robbery for black folks. Oh, look at the robbery for black folks. Then you switch up the game. Oh, they start switching up the game. Or you show the game. Well, robbery was committed by, So rape was by more whites, 11,588. Blacks, 4,427. They'll say, oh, it's because of more whites. But then you switch up and go to robbery, 25,143 for whites, 25,143 for robbery, 29,677 for blacks. They'll say, oh, look, black folks commit some more murder. You see this game, right? When it's convenient to play the game, the switcher game, they say, oh, black folks commit this crime more. But you say, wait a minute, look at within the white arrest. Oh, it's because there's a lot more whites. Don't stop playing this game. Oh, don't get it confused now. I see the numbers for, let's say, the American Indian, Asian, and Native Hawaiian, and Hispanic. You know, also, you know, committing numbers of murder, negligent manslaughter, rape, robbery, aggravated assault. Right? Okay. So but we ain't going to talk about that, right? Okay? So I'm just saying to you that, you know, maybe, you know, the game plan will be shown a little bit more of this nonsense, right? To stop allowing people to play this little game. Just like, again, when talked about the illegal immigration situation, like the DACA, right? About how on June 15, 2012, it was announced that certain people who came to the United States as children must meet several guidelines and may request consideration of deferred action for a period of 2 years. Again, right? Oh, excuse me. And it has some different guidelines because it was rescinded, I think, a couple of years ago. It was rescinded, right? But then, you know, however, on March 6, 2021, there are some more guidelines, right? And so where it was basically, what was it? I think it was open back up or something like that. But let me read this again here. So let me read this guideline. Okay, I'm sorry. I guess several days ago I was reading this then. But what I'm getting at to you, because I read a little bit also, I think, in the previous show about this, about the DACA, about some of the requirements, right, some of the guidelines. I'm sorry. This was as of March the 6th. I was looking at several days ago. But under the guidelines, if they were under the age of 31 as of June 15, 2012, if they were under the age of 31 as of June 15, 2012, this is 2021, right? March, okay? They came to the United States before reaching their 16th birthday, right? So, again, we're going to pretend. So, people that are grown now, right? 25, 28, 29, right? Oh, my parent or somebody, guardian, whoever brought them over, parent, uncle, whoever, auntie, brought them over here when they were young. Okay, how are you going to explain that you're in your 20s now, 25, 30, right? And you got people still talking about DACA? I just read you were under the age of 31 as of June 15, 2012. Again, what type of switcher is this? Where is the conversation about the African ancestry Native Black youth, right? Where is this sympathy and compassion for them? Where is this we must help them, right? Where is this at? What a game, people. And not one African ancestry Native Black youth is not illegal. They're citizens. So we're going to sit there and play this little game of allowing personnel to utilize DACA as a pawn, right? While the parent of parents, I'm going to ask the question, what about the parent of parents who's illegal? What about them? See, you see this game, right? They sit back and wait to get this comprehensive immigration reform, right? This is a game, people. And you start looking at the crimes about numbers of illegal immigrants, right? The other day I was reading something about, they were talking about this guy was 32 years old, and he had robbed this pharmacy, right? But shh, right? Another illegal immigrant, he was sitting there, he stabbed this person in Florida. But shh, and this other woman, you know, was illegal. She did some more heinous stuff too, a little bit. I forgot what it was about, but she did some more heinous stuff too. Right, and it has this other person who was an immigrant from what we would think of the people of color country. Don't get it confused now. When we say immigrant, let's not play this little game. That's disgusting, where you got people that are utilizing and saying immigrant as if you got numbers of immigrants that give a care about African ancestors, Native blacks. When are more African ancestors, Native blacks going to sit there and checkmate numbers of immigrants who are using people of color, right? I'm not talking about the some that are okay. Right. But checkmate the ones that play a little game of people of color and minority. Right. Because how many, again, skip the lines, be it legal immigrants or however, skip the lines for people who put in the correct fees application to wait their line to try to become have legal status. But legal immigrants are just skipping the lines. What kind of nonsense is that? That's not brought up. What about the people who have visas that are overstaying? Right. Then become illegal. Let's not talk about that. You think African-American, Native black people can go to another country and break immigration laws, right, and don't have a correct visa? That ain't going to happen, but let's not bring that up, right? Just as, you know, the numbers of the games that are not talked about, like, you know, I saw some other day, you know, talking about, you know, migrant children are, you know, becoming more and more being detained, stuff like that. Nonsense, right? Let me read you something right quick about some of the numbers, okay? Like it's some new game or something. In the fiscal year of 2020, I'm going to give you just a couple examples. Unaccompanied alien children, right? Because those are the ones that they're bringing up more, even more now. Oh, like as if nobody asked a question. Most people ask the question, wait a minute, do you think these unaccompanied minors are just going to pop up at the border and not knowing where they're going to go? No family members, no relatives, nobody. They're going to show up at the border? Man, please. Get on with that nonsense. But in October, on the fiscal year of 2020, October, unaccompanied alien child, 2,841. Okay, encounters called U.S. Border Patrol Southwest Border Encounters. Fiscal year of 2020, October, okay, 2,841, unaccompanied child. It went up in November, 3,308. Let me go to another part. Family units, 9,721 encounters at the border in fiscal year 2020. That's October, 9,721. November, 9,006. Went down a little bit. Single adults, 22,840 in October. November, 21,210. It went down. But then you go, you know, many months later, right, fiscal year 2020, August. Remember, I said August, excuse me, October 2,841, unaccompanied alien child, 2,841 in October. Let's see what it looks like in August of fiscal year 2020. It went up 2,998. In September, it went up to 3,756. Okay, family units, 9,721. October, fiscal year 2020, it went down. November, 9,006. But let's skip over to what it says, August. So family units were like 2,609 in August. September, 3,808. It went down. They want to focus on that part. But then you look at single adults, 22,840, and August, excuse me, I can't say in August, October, fiscal year 2020, 22,840, right? In November, it went down 21,210. How do you explain in August, fiscal year 2020, in August, 41,676, okay? September, 47,207. It went up. So from October, single dose, 22,840, to September, up in the ebb and flowing to 47,000 in September, 207. But let's play this game. Let people play, keep playing games, right? Just like in fiscal year 2019, a total of 851,508 individuals were apprehended between the ports of entry on our southwest border. Let me repeat this. In fiscal year 2019, a total of 851,508 individuals were apprehended between the ports of entry on our southwest border. The game is atrocious, right? Can Afghanistan's native black people break immigration laws? Of course not. And use their kids? Of course not. Do you think Afghanistan's native black people can run across the border? We're tired of this anti-black racism, right? And go, you know, make a dash to the border and different other countries across the border, set up shop, have some babies, right? You know, and think political personnel are going to sit there and just do all they can to help out Afghanistan's native blacks and call them migrants, right? I don't think so. This, you see the game of this, right? Just like, you know, and one of the last things I want to talk about in the show is this game of, in the Immigration Act of 1986, that was the last major immigration act that was supposed to resolve a lot of stuff. Let me just read you something under one of these sections, okay? And you tell me how this sounds. I mean, this is the atrocious mental switcher game that's being played, okay? This stuff was done 1980, you know, the Immigration Nationality Act of 1986. Okay. Let me just read you something. Section 115, enforcement of the immigration law of the United States. It is the case of the Congress that one, the immigration laws of the United States should be enforced vigorously and uniformly, and two, in the enforcement of such laws, basically it shall take due and deliberate actions necessary to safeguard the constitutional rights, personal safety, and human dignity of United States citizens and aliens, right? First, you must take care of your citizens first. Section 201, titled Legalization. Legalization of status, adjustments of status of certain entrants before January 1st of 1982 to that of a person admitted for their lawful residence. When they sit there and did the magical pen voting, stuff like that, several million illegal immigrants that played the migrant game became citizens. And here it is, almost 30-some plus years later, the same game is still going on. African ancestors, Native blacks, better wake up, okay? Because, again, they went from the second largest population to the third largest population. And when it was second largest population, we're still catching you-know-what, okay, for anti-blackness. And what makes you think that going to the third largest population is going to change anything, right? African ancestors, better wake up. Better wake up, okay? So, again, I appreciate, you know, I appreciate you listening to the CP show, because it reminds me of, again, on one of these things called A White Man's Bible in 1981. N-word or N-word. We use the term N-word deliberately in this book and recommend its usage in general conversation. As we have stated previous chapter, the second dumbest creature on the face of the earth is one who can't or won't recognize its enemies. And the dumbest of all is that the creature which will actively collaborate with its enemies for the destruction of its own race. I think that's very powerful. Half a generation to one generation left, the African American for the catastrophic overall non-cultural survivorship. Unless that 0.2% changes, I don't think that's going to happen, because millions of African ancestors, Native blacks, by other cultures, understand, are going to help other cultures first. Thank you for tuning in to the CP show.